fantastic. I thought for the opening 30 minutes of the game, we were sensational. We raced on the 3-goal lead. There could have been more. We scored a couple of wonderful goals on it. But our approach play in the first 30 minutes was brilliant. It was really brilliant. And we thoroughly raced on the a lead. And, you know, the players deserve huge credit because this is a very difficult venue for anybody to come to. And St. Pat's only conceded 6 goals in 9 games up to this point. You know, so they're hard to play against. And for us to race on the 3-0 lead, you know, it was sensational application from the players. And I keep telling this bunch of players that, you know, they don't know how good they are. They have to believe in themselves and believe in their teammates. And if they do that, then, you know, and continue to do the ugly stuff quite well, defending long balls and throw hands, if they continue to improve and continue to work on a daily basis the way they are, then it could be a good year.
Results like that, and results like UCD away, 2 big results in Dublin, and it has to improve everybody's confidence.
Well, look, we've been here before. We know there's nothing handed out in the first 10 games of the season. You know what I mean? We're very understanding that we're only emerging. We're only getting to really know each other and how everybody works. But it proves tonight we've strengthened depth. You know, we're sitting without Conor McDermott, Haley Delap, Michael McCrudden, not even involved, all injured. And then Jamie McDonagh suspended, and you can still bring in the likes of Josh Kerr and Gerardo Bruna and Patrick McLean. So it shows you that we're not far away, but again, we got to strive to get better, and we got to make sure that, you know, when you come to difficult venues like this, that we play and start the games in the manner that we did.
And you just alluded to, you made big calls tonight, and you freshen things up, but you've confidence in everybody in the squad.
I do, because I see them every day training. You know, I just think certain players will be rotated, certain players will play a lot of game time, but, you know, everybody that comes off the bench as well, like you see the impact Parry's had tonight coming off the bench. Brett McNamee is an unbelievable footballer. And like, when you can replace Parry McNamee with a Gerardo Bruno that steps up and smashes a free kick and home from 25 yards and has the impact in the game that he did have, you know, it's wonderful. It's wonderful for the group that Barry now can come to Friday maybe a bit fresher, and it's just fantastic for the group. But ultimately, it was a really hard game for us. We won the game in the opening 30 minutes because of our intensity and our quality. But look, it's brilliant 3 points, and we move on to Friday.